I can catch him about where he's at now. How's that for you?
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be real good.
All right, get him right after the Chevrolet sign.
Yeah, it'd be normal, Neil. I'll get him all the way in, then I'll get him out to the wall, and he's kind of on his own, you know.
Sure.
So my big concern would be if we took two tires and somebody might be whipping out right in front of us, like the leader or something. Don't know what's coming.
10-4. David, who's in front and back of you?
What's that, buddy?
Sitting in front of you, and who's sitting behind you?
We have the 49 car behind us and the 02 in front.
0 what?
02.
4.
Jesus, Jeff, you got a copy?
4, buddy.
4. How about Shannon? You got me, bud?
Well, yeah, I'm wide open up here.
Hey, what, Jeff? I think you're right on the money, man. That wind is picking up. If you get up on top of the tip, I should feel it a whole lot more. Tailwind on the back.
Come on up here with me.
Hey, come up here with you, say.
Can you hear me, the fence?
Hey, we can always put a piece on the outside and pull it off on the first stop.
We're good.
I'll start easing them off here just a little bit here. The inside there. Right about there, I have a blind spot. The campers are just covering the track to right there.
Go back through there. I want you to tell me again because it's a pretty important spot there.
I don't know why they got the campers parked so close up and so high, you know what I mean? But I am down here in 1 and 2. They're at pit road speed right now.
4,500 seconds.
4,500.
And 4,500 seconds. You got that
sheet
in there. That's definitely the bottom.
Okay, Jeff. It starts right there and ends right there.
Thanks.
When you get back around here, they're going to show you one to go. Make sure that belt's good and tight. Have a good day.
10-4.
Bud, you get that rear end fanned on? Get your rear end fanned on? Get those tires cleaned off? You're on stickers? You've been on stickers all day. Just keep telling me what it's doing. We're going to do our best in here.
4. You're just past the start-finish line, right? I forgot to look for you.
I'll count you in, but we're after the start-finish line. After the start finish.
Hey, coming to the green this time. Stars off. Ready. Green flag, green flag.
Brake fans on, buddy. Brake fans on.
Drive off. No drive off. Real loose for 1 and 2. No drive off. Trend 4. This is hell everywhere now.
4, dead 4. Loose everywhere. Keep doing your best.
Caution's out. Got debris on the front straightaway.
It's nothing. The second I get off the gas, until I get that straightaway.
Okay, so it's all the way loose all the time.
Man, Mac, you're rolling the middle. Yes.
I'm with you. It's no worse. Zero's up for coming for 4 tires. It's no worse any one place, right? Just loose everywhere. Alright, I want to try to leave that rubber in the right rear for now, buddy, Keith. We'll see what it does tonight. Let me just get a bunch of wedge in and tighten up the air pressure, okay? Have a pound on the right front. You got a pound on the right rear already, right?
Hey, pit road is open. Pit road is open. Check it up in front of you. Second gear, 4,500.
In front of us, or behind us, the engine.
You're going to have to come down around the 17, around the 29. You're 5 away, 3 away, right here. Here, all clear, all the way to the wall.
Clear, come on. No, you can get there. Get there.
Up there, guys, real good stuff.
All right, Jeff, I'm just being a little stubborn with that rubber because I'm afraid this place might tighten up. If it doesn't, in another run, we'll get it out. But that's quite a bit of bite right there, tight on the air pressure. Stay away from that track bar, too, because I think that's really what's helping the middle. So if we can, I'd like to do it with, you know, wedge or that spring rubber, leave that track bar where it is.
Front and the brakes
are
tightened up there. Careful.
You did a good job with it for being that loose. Very good job. What are your temps right there, bud?
20 water, 245 oil.
Cool. for you. A great job with it being that loose. We're going to, I think I'd rather be loose than tight. We should be able to tighten it up a whole lot easier.
To the green this time.
Cars off.
Ready. Ready. Green flag, green flag.
Brake fans on, buddy. Brake fans on.
15 on.
10-4, 10-4.
Give it the back end, it's just on ice.
Oh, buddy, I'm gonna have to make it better. Just keep doing the best you can.
Don't dip dip here if we're not careful, because, I mean, I'm pushing, but the back end is just turning before I ever get to the corner. Literally just sliding the back of the car through the corner.
Both corners are the worst down in 3 and 4.
Can you step on the brakes down here in 1? They just want to spin out. Gas and just turn slip.
Caution's out. Caution is behind you. Caution is behind you.
But now we're just the entry, dead sideways on entry is our big problem.
Getting into three over here, I'm not used. there's hardly any brake at all, and I can't turn the wheel there either.
10-4. Shane, how many cars are behind us?
Tracks is going to change a lot here real quick, so, you know, I don't know what you're thinking there, but I know I don't want to get left down.
Well, I'm going to leave you right there, buddy. You're doing the best with them. Sorry it's this bad. And it doesn't get any better when the sun goes down and we're not getting any progress. I think I'm going to add some shim to that left front and take some left front camber out of it. Sounds like you just too much left front camber. That's one of the bigger changes we made. You know, that would hopefully help the entry. Then we have to do some other stuff to get it through the middle. But let's do like you said. Let's see where the track goes first. Right now, even as bad as we are, we float right there in the mid-20s. There's 8 or 10, 15 guys way worse than us. So we'll just keep working on it.
To go here.
I don't know if it's going to help or whatever, but when I'm seeing it, Jimmy, he's having a little bit of that on-brake stuff, and that's what he said, is he had to use less brake to be loose, but he's in a whole different situation, you know, not a lot of traffic.
The only way I can drive in the corner is to use less brake.
Four, but simple.
Watch out for lap cars coming to the inside. It's him playing right there. Four coming to the inside. To the green this time. Base car's off. Get ready. Green flag. Caution's out behind you. Clear low.
Alright. Man, it looked a whole lot better, was it?
Yeah, that thing took off. I'm still going to get tight in the center, but...
Big mess over here coming out of four.
Look at my red flagging. That's good. I really need to talk to you about this. Was the entry any better? Right there.
Everything was better. I don't know what the heck we did to it, but everything was better right there.
Now, just follow me here. I'm not saying this was doing, but here's my theory. We put the wedge in that lever, which raised that corner of the car, which might have got us on that limiter change. That's why we make it loose in. Right there, we lowered the left rear, got it off that limiter change. I mean, that's the only thing that would really change the entry.
I was driving in like crazy right there.
Alright, let me sit here and talk about it a little bit, see what we can find out, but
we're
doing good with it, we're not getting it before
tonight's out,
we're going to
get it. Is the pressure just being different there, or what? But I mean, I drove in, and when I got to the center, I mean, I could just drive the heck out of the thing on the gas. Oh, you got to see what Kyle and the 42 are doing.
Yeah, 4. I was just getting ready to tell you, be careful, they're damn... All right, so we're starting the race over right now. You're saying that it's not great, but you can get in the corner. Turning good drive off, but you feel you're going to get tight rolling and tight off?
Tight rolling and tight to the gas.
Okay, tight rolling, tight to the gas.
I'm trying to think of getting going so fast there because I could drive in and turn the wheel, and the car was underneath me. When I turned the wheel, the back end would just shoot right around. Well, right there, I could lean on the right rear, getting into the corner and in the center of the corner. And
so that's the first time you felt when you go in and you turn the wheel, it's not going to spin out unless you know the right rear is under you.
10-4.
They just drilled the fires, Red. You did a good job missing that one, buddy.
Okay.
You did a good job missing the five. That must have been after the yellow, huh?
I kind of saw the yellow come out. I don't know what was going on, but him and the 42 just kind of got together. And then, I don't know if it cut his tire or what, the thing just spun out.
It cut his left rear. You know, it looks like his hand was up to his left rear and spun it out on him. You know what we did? I'm going to tell you what we did to see if you can relate to the car. When that pit stop right there, we took 2 rounds out of the left rear, so we took bite out. We took a little air pressure out of the left side. But we also took air pressure out of the right rear. I'm thinking the right rear must be getting in the corner.
You think we're going to be coming in
mid-year? No, I'll come in front of us, buddy. I believe we're taking the right side.
I mean, I keep going that direction on the pressures, and then got to do something else, you know, to make sure it doesn't get too tight in that area we talked about.
Hey, what's bad is even as bad as that thing is feeling, other than that run we had to tighten the middle like before, and it was just so loose. Heck, we're only 10-50, 100, you know, like if we get 8 or 10 spots, we're not going to lose them all back. Other option is, buddy, that's 7 green, you know, stay out. Even if we fall back to 10, that'll gain us 15 spots.
I think it'd be tough to come in right now.
We're on the same base, then. That's what I'm thinking.
Just saying,
come in, you know, that's what direction I think this is going to go in there.
Four?
No, good to be able to race.
That made two of us, buddy.
You were as excited as I was to see me pass this car.
Pass them too. He said you caught 18 and went by. I'm about running off the front stretch. High five you. Right there, you really had no looseness. But there's two things working for us. The sun is going down, which I think is making our car better. And there's still 215 to go. So just keep drinking your fluids in there. It's going to be a long night, but we're going to battle up to the front. You haven't pulled that tear off. That sun's completely gone if you want to try messing with it under this red flag. It's completely gone. I'm just getting into one. I don't know about something cool that's been on you.
I was ahead of that 99 when you
talked. Yeah, I looked over. Your lovely girlfriend didn't have her radio on. I told her this was a good weekend not to have one.
Kidding.
Hey, James. What you going to be doing over here? All right, this will be our deal. I'm going to quit asking you about the entry. You only tell me if that's starting to hurt.
I think, you know, the entry I got to work on. Just brakes. I'd be more worried about it if, see, earlier when I was loose in the middle as well. I could just never lean on the right rear. And right there, I could lean on the right rear. So I don't care about the entry as much as long as I can lean on the middle.
Like if you know you can go all the way to the middle and then it'll catch you, you'll be okay. You can fire it up. But what is worth that wind picking up to?
But I think the 5 may have gotten the 42s. No, I guess all of our left runs are pretty flat.
We're going there running into him. I'm not saying anybody's guilty of this, but I've listened to NASCAR. They're starting to monitor off pressure. I believe they think there's some funny business going on.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, that left front fender's got a little dent in it. When did that happen? Was that before or after the screen play?
I don't know.
10-4. It just looks like it might smoke a little. It's nowhere it's going to hurt the tire. It's on the dent off by the tread. I just wanted to give you a heads up in case it does a little. All right, Pinzo's open. Here's the deal. If they all come in, we're staying out. We're staying out. And then if like the 25, 21, 14, like eight in front of us come, we got to come with them.
Say it again?
They all stay out. We're coming. If the whole field stays out, we're coming.
And you got to tell me. I can't see over there.
Hold on. I can see them. Stay out. Stay out. All right, come on. How many's in front of us standing on pit road? How many you got in front of you, Jeff?
One.
Four tires. Pull up left side. Pull up that fender, buddy. All right, all clear. Good job, guys. All clear.
Get all you get.
Just trying to make a good call, buddy. I think they were going to come behind us.
Made a good call. Real good call there.
Get around to 3 and 4, they got the jet blowers up high 4, okay?
Make any adjustments?
Four, a little front for the middle and a little left from that right rear to just give you some comfort.
22 is going to be coming to the outside, I think. He's coming down that road again. He's a lucky dog.
Good, buddy. We only lost like 4 spots, and you got about 7 lap rest of tires.
They're doing it there in the pits, man. Appreciate that.
Right here, they're gonna show you one to go, okay?
Hey, well, with all the debris that come on them tires, I'm glad we came in anyway, buddy.
Oh, it felt flat on the left front.
For a lap car coming to the inside, about 3 cars back. That's 4 lap cars coming to the inside. First off. Ready. Green flag.
You got your brake blowers on, you're doing great.
There. Still there. Clear. Good job.
Doing great, buddy. You're doing great. Just keep after them. Take a peek at your temps in this clean air for me, please.
250 all.
You're faster than the leaders, buddy. Just stay after it.
Still pretty tight in the center.
Protect the center. In a 20, the guys in front of you are running 50. You're doing great.
Jeff, just keep it up. You're hauling the mail right there.
Pretty tight in the center,
loose, really off. 4-10-4, I'm going to work on the center, you're doing great.
Take a head down, good, it's gone now.
4-10-4, four. Just do the best you can. Ride it out. We're going to work on it the next pit stop. You're doing great. Oh, it's all the way back up into it, buddy. Just take care of it. We're going to pick you up.
Yeah, it's up right now, but I mean, it's a long, long run. Pushing the metal still pretty bad. A lot of loose dust because they got to wait on so long before I pick up the throttle.
4-10-4, some of the leaders are pit, so we're going to have to come maybe in 10 laps or so. 10 laps or so, the 22 behind you is full position. He's been running real good laps.
26.
He's the spot. Just keep doing what you're doing, though. You're running good laps. You're running good.
I don't know if I just wore the rear tires every way, but got no grip in the rear.
Time. Hit this time. This time, four tires.
I'm still tight as hell in the center, but can't get in the corner or off the corner to draw. I'm coming this time.
10-4. 10-4. Hit this time.
Okay, 4,500.
29, you might be leaving. Watch the 29. Watch the 29. Good job. Go, go, all the way out.
You're on stickers,
give him a lap.
100, all you get. 100, all you get. Okay, dig hard for me. All good right there.
Great, buddy, you're racing the 12 in front of you and the 21 behind you. You're going to try back in this thing. Lap, buddy. Great lap.
42 is deeper position.
No. The 42 is not. 31 behind you is fourth spot, and the 6, about 4 or 5 cars back, is the leader.
I'm done, guys. Thanks, Jim.
But you keep doing the best you can. We might get a caution here.
I've got the leader behind you. Caution's out. Keep digging, though. Caution's out. Debris in turn one.
Buddy, great job finding right there. You said you're done how? Tight?
Push in the middle and loose in, and then real tight in the center.
The tight center is what's really hurting you the most.
Yeah, and then it gets loosed off, but that, I got to roll the middle better.
Got to work on the middle right here.
Cannot be free in. I'm already too edgy getting in. Probably more when I go to pick up the throttle. It just wants to get tight there, right when I want to pick up the throttle.
Okay, let's take one off the left rear. Here, put another half in the right front so you can show up the pressure. Put a half in the right front.
31 riding your tail there. 4,500. Stevie.
You're 5 away, 3 away right here, swing in. Clear, all clear, get all you can.
4,500.
Gotta put a little air in that right front. Give yourself a lean on entry, but then I got a little more bite out because that's really what made me come alive a little while ago. Doing a great job sticking with it, bud. You've drove us right back up into this race. Look at over 110 to go. There's 15 cars on the lead lap. You're running 13th. They really lapped a bunch right there, so we're doing good.
That was big shit on the lead lap right there.
One of the beautiful things right here now, buddy, is even if we don't hit it right, being at the tail end of the lead lap, we can really work on it, really make it better. You know, and that maybe give us a chance to get some track position for the end. Sometimes being towards the end or towards the back isn't a bad place to be here.
I mean, I felt like quick when we came out on new tires there that last run. It just felt like it just wore the right sides right off.
Real fast. The problem is, like the 31 of the leader behind you were fast, but like the 12, you were still 2/10 better than him. You would fall, you know what I mean? Like, everyone around you was really, really good, but you were still better than some in front of you.
Wait a minute, that 12 car pulled out in front of me and drove away his. I know it went faster than him.
Right there, when you said it went away, his was going away with you. Like, you weren't the only one slowing down right there, is what I'm saying.
Might have been something to do with it.
Cool, simple. See how this bike does you, buddy? You're running 13th, you're doing a great job. We took it over 100 to go.
Watch the lap car coming inside there. Just give plenty of room. Front of you. There. Green this time. Car's off. Ready. Green flag.
Fans on. Brake fans on.
South. Behind you. Caution out behind you. Way more behind you.
Just way too tight under throttle. And
worse?
It wasn't much better, but it's all right.
So it didn't hurt the interior. Your leg went back down to where it was.
Check us, the 24 and the 31.
Therefore, somebody has the official.
Everything changes once we're... I just know I'm not going forward.
Therefore, when you touch the throttle, it just gets tight, real tight. Gentlemen, get that rubber out of the left rear. Get that white rubber out of the left rear.
It is open this time.
Hit no matter what, Jeff. Hit no matter what.
500, watch him checking up front. I'm 4,500.
Around the 49, sitting in the pit here. Come around the 49. Clear, all clear, get all the way out there. Great job with that rubber, Jeff. Great job with it.
All right, get all you get. It's going out of pit road with a 31.
Four. He come in behind the 31?
Came in.
Right, here we go. We got the air pressure back to where it was better. We got a just a little bit of rubber on that left rear to try to help it. I don't want to sneak up on it because I just don't want to kill an injury on you, you know?
Alright. Ma'am, it's like by myself, I get in there okay and I push as I get to center. When somebody's behind me, all they got to do is get up on me and I'm completely sideways going in and I still push the center.
10-4, 10-4.
Jeff, you're in front of the 31.
Hey, stop with that spring rubber gun.
Okay, when you get back around here, they're going to show you one to go. Pull down the belts, get inside, sir. Watch the lap cars coming to the inside. Just get them clear over there. More lap cars coming to the inside. Coming to the green this time. Cars off. Ready. Ready. Green flag, green flag, green flag. In front of you. Check it up. I can't see a thing there, Jeff. Keep it low. Come on.
Buddy.
Let me know
what we got.
If you get your left front fender there coming down the back.
No, I don't think so.
I just want to make sure. Just look at it for me there, Stevie.
Take a minute, Jeff. Think about it. Let me know what you got.
I still just can't pick up the throttle.
Okay, is the entry hurt you yet?
Yeah, I mean, it's not very good, but, I got to roll through the middle before anything else is going to happen.
I think we're going to have to try to get that track bar, but...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to say. I don't want that, but I don't think there's many choices there.
Let's put the bike didn't seem to help it. Let's put the bike back in to get the track bar up. Offset them, you know what I mean? The bike should help the end. Caleb, you put one in the left rear. Jeff Knight, you get the right side track bar up a round and a half. You pack the fuel cell, guys. Pack it real good. Come up here for a second.
Gonna be open this time, pit road will be open this time. Got trucks coming down the bottom your way.
About one and a half, one in the left rear.
Hunter, watch him checking up in front of you.
Five away, three away, right here. Up there, get all the way up, all the way up.
On all the way out, all the way out, 4,500.
But that tightness is that before throttle, you know, like rolling, and then on the throttle, it just gets tighter.
Yeah, I mean, I got, you know, when we're in this traffic, it does one thing. When we're not in this traffic, it does something different.
If
it just all depends on the air, on the nose,
when
the air's on the nose.
Well, I believe we may have to do a little magic in here to get you up next in here, buddy.
Maybe.
If you want to get something from the side, maybe see if they'll use foamies on those big stuff. Might help us. But it's kind of like the bush race, you know, it's getting a little wild here with 85 to go, so doing your best, and we're going to keep working on it. Hopefully we get them better. A great job sticking with us. The guys in the pitch, you guys did a good job too. I would, about 150 laps ago, I'd love to think I'd still be on the lead lap, you know?
Hey, when you get back around here, they're going to show you one to go. Make sure your belt's good tight there. You have to see how bad that speedy dry is coming off four there. Because we are going to be starting up high, you know.
Even swept it up. Doesn't seem like it. Not me, I'm about 20th to get to it, so those other guys got to worry about more than me.
Watch the lap car come to the inside. Get plenty of room there. To the green this time. Lap car comes to the inside. Car's off. Okay, car's off. Get ready. Green flag, green flag, green flag.
Tight in the middle.
bumper on the middle ever since you did that.
10-4.
In the position.
Oh, no, the 26 behind him is the next spot.
Change the position, right?
14 in position.
Great lap right there, bud, great lap. Okay, buddy, 35 to go.
49 up high coming out of the corner there down the travel.
I could tell you what I need. I just, I don't know, we're missing somewhere.